Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs that diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Remember that happiness is a way of travel, not a destination. Roy M. Goodman.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Stopping us now. We're on the move. That's right. We're on the move. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. Can you hear it? Do you hear it? This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Can you hear me? I hope so. Hey, listen, folks. As your host, welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're going to go right to trivia. This one is an easy one, a very easy one. Not like Charles. Everybody should know this song. This is a big song. This was a big song. The artist, everybody knows. play the song, if you would, please. It's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Okay, Chris Shaw, that's enough. They should all know that song. They should all know the artist. And you forgot to do trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Trivia time. Chris.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Yeah.
Hello, folks. It's trivia time. And don't forget, you have to wait 30 days before you win. If you won before, you can't call in again. It's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. So who's singing that song? Anybody know who's singing that song? Let's see if we got a new caller.
Are you still there, Charles?
I know.
You know? Tough.
That voice was, well... I'll tell you a story about after whoever wins. I'll tell you a story about that voice.
Which voice?
Charles' voice?
The singer's voice who was singing that song.
Yeah, you know you have to be clarified there.
He had a very distinct voice. Very unusual man. Very unusual.
I'm not unusual.
This guy, when I first met him, he was a nice guy. I mean, he was always a nice guy, beginning and the end, or whatever have you, but he was a nice guy.
Thank you.
And not you. I'm talking about the guy singing this song. I'm waiting for a winner. I can't believe nobody's calling in.
I'm a winner.
We had one caller call in so far that I know, but he couldn't win because he just won. You have to wait 30 days before you call in again after you win. So whether you live in Wellington, Florida, or you live in Chicago, or you live in Philadelphia, you have to wait 30 days after you win. That's the rules of the show. Anybody else? I must know. Come on, folks.
So what's the rest of the story? Oh, you're going
to
wait?
I have to wait because it's an interesting story about this guy.
Mm. Carolyn ought to know.
A lot of people should know.
Well, yeah, everybody knows. That you were talking about that trivia, right? Yeah, everybody know that last trivia.
That voice is very distinct.
Yeah, it was Rick James. Everybody knows that. Come on.
Why you want to name me Rick James?
One thing's for sure, WOKB listeners definitely should know it.
It's just something about that name, Rick and the James.
Oh, dear.
Well, I guess nobody's calling
That's
in.
That's like Kelly and James.
Right. 407-894-1680 is the number to dial. 407-894-1680. 1680s.
In one minute, I'm going to give it.
You have
play a little
60,
bit. Play a little
you
bit
have
more
60
that,
seconds.
That That's all.
You got 60
I'll
seconds.
I'll tell you the story.
Well, hold on. I got the phone ringing on my end. Hold on.
I can't believe
it's
names.
Kelly James.
Is that who it is?
That's a different song.
That voice is so distinct.
All right, Charles, you in trouble. Sir
what
Charles,
I do now?
Sir Charles, you are in trouble. I'm just
what I do?
I'm just telling it like it is. You messed up. I don't know why you did that, but you woke her all the way up when you called her out like that.
Oh, that's call funny.
Kelly James.
No, not that one. We're going to Brunswick.
Not the other one.
Yeah, we're going to Brunswick. We're going to Brunswick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Don't make her get on this road and get to you.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, the one and only, the fabulous Miss Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Hey, Miss Carolyn.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Hey,
Carolyn. All right, from Brunswick, Georgia.
Hi, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Ask her if she remembers last year.
Do you remember last year?
Yes. Yeah.
What happened last year that you laughed at?
You were giving out candy. You were eaten up by mosquitoes.
Correct.
every time you said, I'm getting eaten up for some reason, it just struck me as funny, and I would laugh.
I'm in pain, and the girl's laughing.
I was laughing too, Carolyn.
That was a year ago.
So, who was singing that song, Carolyn?
He had them big ones, them different mosquitoes over in that area where he was at giving out candy.
Carolyn, who was singing this song?
Smokey Robinson. I went to his concert.
I knew you knew it. 100% right. Smokey Robinson. Yeah. You went to his concert?
Yeah.
I told you Carolyn would know.
Where'd you go see him?
He's been years ago in Atlanta. It was him and Gladys Knight. Yeah, Gladys
What'd
Knight.
What'd you say? It was him and Gladys Knight?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a show. Oh, it's a great show. Wow.
Now I'll tell you
a story about Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson was a young man singing with a group called the Miracles. Pardon me. Smokey Robinson was, as you would just say, another fella from a group. Except one thing, he was a genius. Not only could he sing, but he was a genius because he wrote a lot of the hits on Motown Records. They promoted him up the line, and then he became vice president of Motown. When everybody else left, they sold Motown. He was still there, and he made a fortune from all his songs, the songs that he wrote, produced, written. If I start going all the songs, you'll see he was the one behind it. On Motown. He was the big cheese behind Motown. Did you know that, Carolyn?
Yep. He wrote a lot of songs and produced a lot of songs.
Yep. He became the big wheel behind Motown. Yep. Mm-hmm. Robinson. Smokey Robinson. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway. $10 from Subway is coming your way, Carolyn.
Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you for coming on board.
Thank you, Charles, for calling out my name.
I was on the
phone, and I heard him call my name. I said, I've got to go.
That's funny.
I'm on
the
call.
Oh, that's so cute. We're happy you did that.
We're happy. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aid to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
The Raboca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store, or go to our website to download, raboca.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Are you still there, folks? Hope you are. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. The phone or call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Chris?
Lynn?
Yeah, I couldn't hear. No, I know. I couldn't hear the music, so I didn't know if we were back.
Yeah, we're back. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry. But anyway, it's my turn to welcome our next guest. We'd like to welcome back Peter Cucciavi. And Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome, Peter. Glad to have you.
Hello, hello. Happy Halloween Eve.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween Eve to you and Leah.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, Charles.
Peter.
Yes.
Got to ask you a very important question about Spectrum.
Oh, I thought it was
all right.
No. It's a true story. Yeah. Okay. I want to ask about Spectrum. What makes Spectrum different from a lot of other carriers? I call it carriers, television carriers,
cable
companies. What makes Spectrum so different?
Peter?
Yes.
Peter makes it different.
So that I know. That's definitely a fact. That's definitely
a major part of the equation, right?
Yep.
Well, that's a great question, Michael. Honestly, it really depends which angle you look at it from, because there's a variety of factors that I think distinguish Spectrum as a company. But I think the most important one that I talk about is the passion and commitment to accessibility is just really, I think, unmatched, you know, and that's an opinion of mine, but I think it's shared by a lot of the customers that I talk to when I'm on the road. And let me tell you, I just finished my last trip for the year, and I think it's the last one, and I've been on the road a lot this year, and I've heard some really incredible stories about people that have been with other companies and switched over or are currently with other companies and envy what they hear. And that's because not only does our team, our accessibility team, you know, make sure that we keep roughly, you know, give or take a few people here and there, about half of the team of ours is people with disabilities. So these are people who have visual impairments, they're blind or low vision, maybe have a different disability, and they use assistive technologies, the same assistive technologies that our customers use. So when we're designing our products, when we're thinking about our services, we're thinking about ourselves as well. And, you know, while that sounds somewhat selfish, maybe on the surface, the reality is that we are the representation of our customers on the inside first. And in addition to that, we have outreach efforts where we connect with our community, we ask questions, we listen, and we implement the changes that people want directly into our products and services. And this is bought in not just by our team, but by the leadership all the way up to our C-suite executive team, really committed to making sure that we're not only accessible, but we're leaders in our industry in terms of how we serve our customers with disabilities. That would be a strong distinguishing factor that I would mention.
I would say also you're the leader. Spectrum is the leader because there are not that many people out there that have folks like you as a leader speaking for your company or organization. So when you start talking about an organization that, well, let's just say that is out there as a leader for the visually impaired and blind, definitely call it Spectrum.
That's right. And I want to say, Michael, another really important thing here is not every company is really dedicated on the service side. Companies want the products to be accessible, but the service part of it, I really see that as a product in itself, because how you get served when you call in is just as important as the product that you're using. So the fact that we have a disability support team that's ready all the time to take the calls of customers who have accessibility needs, and you can call them directly. I want to remind the callers that there is a phone number you can call directly to reach that team And, you know, we've heard that sometimes our customers are still calling in through other lines and that phone number isn't being utilized. And so you have to go through these transfers, these call transfers, which are no fun. We don't like to get on and talk to 2-3 different people. So I want to encourage folks to call this team directly when you have questions about your products and services, if you have accessibility needs. So can I give that phone number out, Mike?
Absolutely.
That phone number is 1-844-762-1301. That's 1-844.
Say it again slowly.
Sure. Yeah. 1-844-762-1301.
So let me just say this, folks. If you don't have Spectrum and you can get Spectrum in your area, you should definitely get it, because I want you to listen to what the man is saying. Peter is the spokesperson and he works for Spectrum. But the point is, Spectrum cares about the visually impaired and the blind. Not every cable company, television company is going to care about the visually impaired and blind. I know that. I'll tell you right now, I wish I could have Spectrum. In my area, I can't have Spectrum because where I live, you can only have 2 different cable companies, and they control this area. And both of them, I have DirecTV, and that's, forget that. They're a joke altogether, and I don't have a choice. So if I want television, which I want to have, I can't have Spectrum. I wish I could.
Peter, why don't you tell the audience, we get, you know, first-time listeners every week, you know, about the Spectrum Guide narration, you know, something prominent that about the accessibility that they would be interested in, the people that are visually impaired.
Sure, Lynn. While we consider ourselves, you know, probably more in the modern age, a technology company and a communications company, you know, people still think of Charter Spectrum as a cable company where they get their cable service and their set-top box. And probably the most important thing there is that if you have set-top box in your home and set-top box-based cable service, it's important that you have independence when you're using that box. And so we offer a feature called Guide Narration that allows you to navigate the guide accessibly. So it utilizes what's called a text-to-speech engine that runs on the box that you can turn on, and it'll begin announcing the item that you land on as you navigate around your guide. You can select favorites, go into your on-demand, and so on and so forth, completely accessibly. You can control and turn on audio description independently. The more independence that we offer our customers, the better. And so for all of these products, including the guide on the box, your Spectrum TV app that you might be running on your phone, your tablet, Apple TV, maybe a smart TV, Roku, so on and so forth. So any of those streaming apps that Spectrum offers are all built in a way that considers the accessibility of the devices that they're running on and make sure that they're accessible to our customers who use those features. And then we also offer a really incredible, unique app called Spectrum Access that really expands your library of audio description and closed captioning content. So that's where you would go specifically to download a track, an audio description track, for a movie or show that you're watching, or closed captioning as well. And then you can listen to that track on your device. While the movie's playing in your living room, you'll get the audio description on your own device, so you can plug in an earbud or headphones or Bluetooth hearing aid or however it is that you get the sound from your device and be the person that's enjoying the audio description. Of course, you can play it out loud in the speaker too, but it has unique capabilities to give you some additional flexibility there with audio description.
Peter, tell us about your remote, the remote.
Yeah, there's a couple of things to mention about the remote, Michael. So one of them is that the standard remote offers, I was talking about the independence component, the standard remote. We built a couple of ease of use, we'll call them, shortcuts into the remote, so you can turn on closed captioning, audio description, and guide narration on very quickly. And so the feature there is that you can press the button that's right above the number one key. It's labeled as the options button. But when you're in live television and you press that button followed by the number one, you're going to be able to turn that closed caption on and off. So if anybody in your home wants to be able to turn that on or off, or maybe during a sports show or whatnot, that's something you can do. Now, if you press that options button right above the number one key, followed by the number two on your keypad, that's going to turn that audio description on and off. And I get a lot of cheers for that one, because people know that sometimes there's Spanish that's coming through there. And unless you're brushing up on your Spanish or you enjoy those tracks as well, you might want to turn those off between the audio description tracks that you get there. So that's another very useful shortcut. And then the third one is that options button followed by the number three on your keypad. That one turns that guide narration on and off. And we do offer a big button remote as well. That's free, just like any of these other options that I talked about are, when you're for accessibility, that is. So the big button remote is available in stores or upon request with our customer service teams. And it's just a bigger size remote with bigger font and print on the buttons.
Question, folks. Do you know, if you're visually impaired and blind, do you know what your television can do or can't do? Do you know? Listen to Peter, what he's saying. Does your television do what he's saying? Does your cable do what he's saying? Do you know it? You know the difference? Think about it. Do you know the difference? I hope you do.
Well, Peter, before we say goodnight, can you tell everybody again how to reach the accessibility department? And
sure. Yeah. The disability support team, which is a team of folks that sit down just down in Texas, about 60 agents that are trained on accessibility. You can reach that team by calling 1-844-762-1301 and make sure you let them know that you're blind or visually impaired so they can offer you the best service possible. And if they need to roll a truck to your home, a field technician, that's going to be free of charge to you. So make sure you let them know that.
Wow. That's
you got all that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a company that cares.
That's why you should have Spectrum.
I wish we had it.
Yeah, I wish we had it.
Any plans for tomorrow, Peter, with Leonardo and Nikita?
Oh boy, you know, I never grew up with Halloween in our family, so this is all new to me. But I've been roped into being dressed as Bob Ross, and little Leonardo is going to be the Leonardo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. and Nikita is going to be, I think, a monk.
Wow.
And of course, every year we've got these new traditions that have come into my life of listening to Vincent Price read out some poetry.
Well,
and maybe a couple of Stephen King movies.
Oh my goodness. Well, are you going to go trick-or-treating, or are you just going to?
Yes, we are. This will be our first
wonderful
going trick-or-treating, yeah.
Well, send me a picture. I want to see Leonardo in his costume.
You got it.
All righty.
Take care.
Well, thank you, Peter. Glad
thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Bye, folks. Bye, Charles. Good to hear you guys. Good to be on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming on. All right. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum,
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are definitely up, Lynn.
Okie dokie. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back Gary Forster. And Gary is the outreach advocate at eSight Eyewear. Welcome back, Gary.
Welcome. Hi, Gary. Nice to be back.
I'm glad to have you. And say hello to Charles, the voice of your commercial.
Oh, hello, Charles.
Hello, how are you?
I like your voice.
Yeah, that's why we
thank you.
So tell us, Gary, about eSight, please.
Okay, well, eSight is designed for people with central vision loss. It was originally designed by a fellow who had two sisters with Stargardt's, and he wanted to help them to be able to see. There was nothing on the market. He was a brilliant electrical engineer, and he was able to come up with a design that would help his sisters to see. And then he put together a great group of people, and they just kept, you know, improving the device. And today I'm wearing the fourth generation of eSight. And in my case, my central vision, I have a fairly large scotoma. My acuity is 20 over 400. But when I wear my eSight, I can read to the bottom of the eye chart. It's absolutely phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
That's phenomenal.
Charles, that would help you, wouldn't it?
Sounds like it.
It sounds like it for sure. So tell us a little bit more about the actual device.
Okay.
For people that don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm wearing this particular version, our latest version. I'm wearing, it's a bit of a halo that sits on my head. And at the back of the halo is the battery. And the suspended off the sides of the halo is the eyewear that comes in front of my eyes. It's wireless, so our previous versions always had to have a wire attached to control it. But this one is completely wireless. There's a camera just above the bridge of my nose, and it takes in the information in front of me, and it presents it to my eyes through a set of algorithms specially designed by eSight. And it presents the image to my eyes so strongly that my scotoma is largely reduced as soon as I look through the glasses. And then as I start to enhance the image with the remote control, I can make my scotoma absolutely disappear. In other words, if I was looking at the eye chart and I start to manipulate the controls, any part of the eye chart that's not visible to me any longer now becomes visible. And then by using the magnification that's available to me, because there's 24 times magnification, I can enlarge everything in front of me to the point where I can actually read down to the 20/20 line on the eye chart.
Wow, that's amazing. So what was the best situation incident that you appreciated after you first got the glasses, the reading or what?
Well, I was
amazed.
I was an avid reader. I mean, I read a tremendous amount, more than your average person, I think. I started creating my own library when I was in elementary school. I was collecting books, and I would read everything I could get my hands on. And when I lost my central vision and I was no longer able to read, that was something that was really difficult for me. I mean, I tried things like audiobooks. In my particular case, I found that it would put me to sleep far more often than I cared. And so I wasn't pursuing new information through that medium anymore. And I just started to withdraw quite a bit. But when I got the eSight, and I realized right off the bat that the easiest thing to do with it was to read, I just jumped right back. I mean, I just anything and everything, you know. I remember the very first time I read anything with my eSight other than an eye chart, my wife and I went out for lunch to celebrate my new eSight. And for the first time in years, I was able to read my own menu. And it was rather bizarre because it's so big deal. It's a menu. I read every page of that menu just because I could.
It is a big deal. You got your independence.
Yeah. And I was amazed by it. Absolutely amazed by it. And it just opened up all these new possibilities. I mean, I go everywhere on my own now. I can go grocery shopping and read all the labels on the cans and read the prices and navigate through the store. And basically, I can do anything that I did before except drive a car.
Wow. Charles, do you have any questions for Gary?
No. Is the headband adjustable?
Yes, it's adjustable to fit a wide range. We have children. I believe we have children as young as 8 years old wearing it. And one of our coaches, who's a gentle giant, Cosmo, I think he's about 6'8". He wears his. So, I mean, I guess it would pretty much fit anybody.
Well, Charles, you're pretty close to that, right? Yeah. You're 6'6".
Right.
Charles is 6'6".
Yeah, it would fit you, Charles. Not a problem.
Can you wear a hat over it?
That's the tricky part. It's interesting you ask that, because every version I had before this one, I was able to wear a hat. And when this version was presented to me, the very first thing I thought was, oh my goodness, I can't wear a hat with that. And it was a bit of a disappointment. And I just looked at it and said, well, there's no way you can wear a hat with that. Well, then, quick story. I was doing a media shoot on a Wednesday. And on Tuesday, I was working in my wood shop, and I had a little incident and almost scalped myself.
Oh, my gosh.
And my wife was mortified. She said, you're going to be doing a media shoot in Toronto tomorrow. What are we going to do about this? So the first thing I did was I got a skin-colored bandage. It was a patch about the size of my palm. I put that on my head, but it was still really conspicuous. But then on the way to the shoot, I had a ball cap in the car. And I started to look at the ball cap, and I thought, geez, you know what? I think I can wear that and manipulate this headset so that it will accommodate the hat. And sure enough, when I got to the site, everybody was amazed to see that I was actually wearing a hat, because we've been talking about the fact that you can't wear a hat with it. And so a ball cap, absolutely. You wouldn't be able to wear a cowboy hat with it, but a ball cap, the visor fits between the halo and the actual eyewear. So it's a bonus, because if I'm out in the rain, the ball cap, now that brim, will protect the eyewear from the rain.
That's nice. Wow.
If you go on eSight's website, I think there's a picture of me wearing my ball cap, and as soon as you look at it, you say, oh yeah, that makes sense.
You couldn't wear a fedora with it, right?
No. Unhappily.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you wear a baseball cap.
You can wear a baseball cap.
You can wear your veterans, your
Blind and Beyond hat.
Yeah, your Blind and Beyond hat or your veterans cap, Charles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Charles, that as far as it goes, if quite frankly, even if I couldn't wear a hat with it, but when you think of the choices I have to see or not to see.
Which is more important.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm just glad that I figured out that I could wear a hat with it.
Is it available through the VA?
Yes, it is. The VA provides it. We're on their procurement list.
Oh.
I'm happy to say that. That was a big step forward for the company and for the people in the VA that could really use this device. So, yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Gary, can you also talk about now you have financing?
We do have financing now in the United States. That's new, actually. I think that's about a month old. I was really happy to hear that. It's going to make it more accessible for a lot more people.
All righty.
Well, everything. Can you give the phone number out if they're interested?
And the website. Do you know it? The website?
The website is esiteeyewear.com.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me have a look here.
Let me see. Why don't you say it again? Esite.
Esiteeyewear.com.
Right. Esite Eyewear. And is it the 855 number that you'd like people to call?
Yes. 855-837-4448.
That's what I have.
And I'm sure there's a distributor near you, wherever you live, folks, listen to the show. So just call up and they'll give you a distributor's name where you can call them. And you can try the glasses out, see if you like it.
So you're using the Esite, the version 4, you said.
Yes, that's right.
So that's what people should ask about.
Exactly. That's the latest and greatest.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Gary.
My pleasure. I hope your listeners reach out. It's absolutely life-changing.
It sounds like it is. Sounds like it's a joy for you.
Yes.
Call in now and ask. Call in and ask questions about it. This way you'll know.
The next time Gary comes on, they'll have to call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Gary. Appreciate it.
Okay. My pleasure. Anytime, folks. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good week. Glad you're feeling well.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Bye. Right.
Well, folks, that was the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's only 8:53. No kidding.
Yep.
Okay, we got some time left.
We do. I can tell what's going to happen next
week. Well, tell some things, and then I got to tell something else.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on next week, and you can tell what's going on now. All righty. So I just want to remind everybody, you too, Chris. Join us next week with co-host Gary Sinclair as we welcome Melissa Baulbach, the owner of Independent Living Aids, and Shannon Boone, who is the HR manager at Lighthouse Central Florida, and Ben Shaberman, who is the vice president of science communications at Foundation Fighting Blindness. So another busy, busy show.
Chris, what's his name? What is his name?
Carter?
No, Reverend Charles Brooks.
Yes.
Is he still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So what do you think? You need glasses? You need the glasses?
I don't know. It might be beneficial. I'm going to talk to my VA rep and see about it.
Well, you should check it out.
Make sure it's the version 4, the newest.
I'm going to go look on the website when we get off.
And make sure you tell them that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Off the air?
When you talk to whoever you're going to talk to at VA, tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Charles.
Well, she knows about it.
Yeah, this is the wireless.
He listens periodically.
What?
No, I was listening to Charles.
Oh, okay.
So that's it. So, Chris, are you there?
He's out trick-or-treating.
He can't trick-or-treat.
Chris, you there? No, not there. Not there. Folks,
well, I want to thank you for Halloween music.
Well, I thought we were going to hear some Halloween music too.
Yes, I did. I had some callers to call back to get some information from them. So that's all. I'm sorry. What were you talking about? I'm sorry.
Wait,
Halloween music.
Information for from
Esite? No. Our winners from trivia. I didn't get their information.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh, that's right. They're both winners.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So play some Halloween music if you would, please.
Who is that?
Halloween music.
I sent you some Halloween.
Oh, you want to do? You want me to play Halloween music? I'm Halloween in itself.
And we're gonna say goodnight to you while you're playing the music.
Well, I never did get a chance to get this one in because I was doing other things. But I'm gonna go ahead and throw this one in first for a hot second. Because everybody, this is a guarantee.
That's right.
You gotta play this for Halloween.
That's right.
What's that, Monster Mash? Hey, Monster Mash, you ready?
Definitely had to get that one in. The late, great Michael Jackson. It's close to midnight. Well, really, it is close to midnight.
It's getting there.
All right, so that was that one. Did you make your announcements already, Lynn?
I did. You could play more of the music if you like.
Before we go, but before we do that, I gotta say right now, wait. I want to tell everybody, hey folks, loved you. Listen to the show, and I want to say one thing. Don't go away. We're right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night, everybody. Listen to the Michael Jackson's song.
Good night.
Good night, Charles. Thank you for joining us. And thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great and safe weekend. And be safe and do everything I would do.
Happy Halloween, Chris, to you and the family.
Same to you as well.
Okie dokie.
Have a good one, Chris.
Have a good one, Charles.